And next month, after more than 20 years, the five-hangar municipal airport in Onawa, Iowa, will close and make way for a racetrack. It's a sign of the times. Small cities across the country are closing local airfields. Brad Hansen is Onawa City Administrator. And Brad, I'm guessing the reason is there aren't enough planes, but tell us, why did the city council vote to close the airport?
Unfortunately, what we've seen is a decline in the use of the airport. In fact, we've had one pilot fly routinely, and four other hangars, one's used once every 6 weeks from people that fly in from Oklahoma, and the others just pretty much store their aircraft or other items in the hangars. So it's just an unused airport, and the city is routinely spending about $5,000 for electrical usage, minor maintenance, and then tends to $20,000 in maintenance of crack sealing, replacing of concrete panels. I can go on and on. And so it was a lot of this cost that the council really looked at and decided that maybe they needed to try a different direction and wanted to look at doing a drag strip.
Well, car racing is huge across the country. And we understand across the country the number of pilots has dropped. In 1980, there were 357,000 pilots with private certificates. That's down 188,000. What are some of the reasons that you're hearing from people? Why do you think it's in decline?
Well, I guess you're asking a former pilot himself. From my perspective, I haven't flown since 2001. So we have, since that time, increased regulations from the FAA, not only on the pilot's requirements, but also aircraft owners, increasing their expenses. And it is already, from my perspective again, was fairly expensive to just rent an aircraft and get out there and fly.
What are some of the stipulations and regulations?
Well, you have to get a medical certificate. Now, I understand for just a private license, they are waiving that requirement or some debate on that. I just hear from pilots how expensive it's gotten to take their aircraft in and have a certified aviation mechanic to review it and make sure everything is airworthy.
Well, and the planes themselves more expensive. They used to cost about $13,000 in the late 1960s. Now they're upwards of, you know, $250,000. There's that. We understand young kids aren't, you know, wanting to take as many flight lessons. So what's going to happen to that one pilot?
The pilot actually has been notified that we're closing and has found another location about 25 miles to the northeast, and he's moved his aircraft already.
So changing times. In other cities, people are selling the land to housing developments, a lot of money there. But what will your town feel like without, you know, an airplane buzzing around?
Well, with the limited use, I don't know if many people will realize that the airport's not there anymore. Again, it is mixed feelings. Some have said, you know, that is pretty much an economic tool. My question really comes to bear is, if after 20 years, where's our economic impact? And we can't really see one.
Yeah. It's hard to keep that much space just for nostalgia. That's Brad Hansen, city administrator for Onawa, Iowa, about to close their five-hangar municipal airport and turn it into a racetrack. Brad, thank you.
Thank you for your time.